The San Antonio Police Department's current use of force procedure has been in effect since March 2017. It contains guidelines for officers using weapons, such as tasers, pepper spray, and physical restraints during their day-to-day jobs. It covers de-escalation techniques and says officers should prioritize the protection of life over the protection of property and apprehending suspects. But the use of projectiles during San Antonio's recent unrest is part of a different procedure, crowd event management. And the contents of that procedure are not available to the public.
When everybody was on their knees, the cops started to tell us that they're going to release the chemical. In my mind, I just hear chemical weapon. Because everybody was remaining peaceful and keeping a distance from the police, people started to get more angry about that. Then the cops just said, okay, we're gonna release it. So then they just popped a can and threw it at the crowd. And so that was the first can. So then it became more of a standoff situation and less of a protesty situation, because at the end of the day, people were on their knees and they got gassed. Then they started to release cans and cans and cans of tear gas on us. Everybody was running away, and as we were running away, had our backs to the cops, that's when the cops felt the need to start shooting their pellets at us.
That's Southside San Antonio resident Tristan Patton. TPR first spoke with him May 30th while he was peacefully demonstrating, calling for justice for George Floyd, a black man who died after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt against Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes. Patton said at the time that he wanted police to use their voices and engage with protesters. By the end of the night, though, he'd been tear gassed while on his knees with his hands up and shot with pepper pellets in his back, shoulders, and the back of his head. Patton wants to understand how police are being held accountable for their use of tear gas and projectiles over the past week or so. San Antonio Police Department's Chief of Staff, Robert Blanton, shared the police perspective.
What you have to understand is within those crowds, what some may be doing, others may not. So you may have some portion of people that are not turning to flee, and so those those munitions are continued to be used. They're fired kind of in a general direction at that point. You know, I don't know that, I suppose they could be used sort of targetedly against certain individuals, but the range of those things, they're certainly not as accurate as other, you know, firearm or something.
Blanton doesn't doubt that there may have been some peaceful protesters who were hit with police projectiles, but he said the scene was devolving into chaos and police had to act. Lieutenant Jesse Salome, the department's deputy chief of staff, was on the ground on May 30th when the first major riot broke out in downtown San Antonio. He said he watched as a group of 5,000 protesters peacefully marched through the streets and whittled down to less than 300 people who stayed downtown after dark, some becoming violent.
We thought that maybe things would calm down, and then things just sort of descended into chaos, and we started having bottles thrown at officers. That night we had one officer that was struck with a bottle, and he was bleeding from his head, and he had to go to the hospital and get stitched up. We had another officer that was struck with the bottle, and he's still out of work because he's got a concussion. We had an officer that was smashed in the knee with a brick, and I can tell you that we've had a number of officers that were hit with water bottles that were frozen, that were filled with urine, hit with water bottles filled with some sort of chemical, maybe like cleaning agent, or it smelled like bleach.
He said the violence against police, along with looting throughout downtown and reports of people trying to set fires, led to the decision to deploy smoke bombs, tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper balls. Salome and Blanton both said that the use of the weapons on the public is not meant to seriously injure anybody. It's meant to clear a crowd. But the same kind of projectiles used by San Antonio police have had deadly consequences elsewhere. Findings by the BMJ, a medical journal, states that projectiles, such as rubber bullets and beanbag rounds, have resulted in an almost 3% death rate for the nearly 2,000 people analyzed in their study. About 15% of those people were permanently injured. Salome acknowledges the calculated risk.
Those are intermediate weapons. Those are designed so that officers, that they have a progression in the use of force continuum, so that it's not immediately got to pull out your deadly weapon, which is your handgun. Those give us other options.
Michael Thompson is a Southside resident who felt a projectile hit his leg as he was leaving East Houston Street, an area rioters had looted and covered in graffiti. Most people had cleared the area by the time he was struck. Thompson live-streamed the events on his YouTube channel for nearly 4 hours that night including the moment the projectile hit him.
Like, what guidelines do they have to follow before using these use of force? Like, what's the checklist in their mind? Like, okay, A, I see somebody who's aggravated, check. Okay, he's picking up a rock, check. Or I see him grabbing, you know, product out of a store that's been previously broken into, check. You know, because like I said, I saw many officers firing, you know, just wildly at what were peaceful protesters to clear the street. They didn't go in there and evaluate the situation. They went in there, guns ablazing, and just started firing, you know.
It's unclear what independent accountability measures are in place for San Antonio police officers. The department investigates all levels of complaints internally. Depending on the severity of the complaint, officers can be disciplined by their direct supervisors for minor infractions or investigated by internal affairs and brought before a review board with both officers and private citizens at its helm. There is also the Public Safety Committee, which establishes policies and community-driven initiatives for law enforcement. District 7 Councilwoman Anna Sandoval sits on the committee. She calls police accountability from elected officials the million-dollar question. But what elected officials can actually do to hold officers accountable for use of force or other violations may be minimal. Officers are on contract, they're members of a union, and they answer to City Manager Eric Walsh, not elected officials. Walsh did not respond to TPR's request for comment about police accountability in the wake of the use of intermediate weapons on San Antonio residents. But during a press conference in the early morning hours of May 31st, he said,
I am proud of the work that the police department did last night and the excellent job that they exercised restraint last night.
City officials may consider that million-dollar question over the next few days, after a period of time that has seen mostly peaceful demonstrations and growing dialogue between police officials and protest organizers. I'm Jolene Almendadez in San Antonio.